advantage. They were using that, I think, probably unconsciously. That was their shadow self. When I look at my children, I feel quite fortunate that they turned out halfway decent. They're lucky that I didn't raise them alone, that I had a graceful and loving wife. You see, I am sort of the defiant self. I would be the older brother, more than likely. That's pretty much my shadow self in this picture. I like boundaries. I like rules. I like to know where it is, and I like to stay within the confines of those rules. I may do 73 in a 70-mile-an-hour speed zone, but I won't go any more than that. I push the rules a little bit, but not very much. You see, for me, in thinking through it, boundaries for very young children is a very good thing. They're learning what's expected of them. But as they get older, those boundaries either have to be broadened or maybe even taken down and let them experiment. If it would have been left up to me, there would have been 6-foot fences with barbed wire on top. And I wanted them to obey my rules so that I wouldn't be embarrassed. It was about me. It wasn't about them. I would probably have squashed their creative drives, their intellect, led to resentment, and caused them as adults to need to spend much time in psychotherapy. But I was fortunate that my wife was along and helped me understand that shadow self that wanted them to live the way exactly by my rules. Sometimes our shadow self or our defiant self tries to make us live to others' expectations. We live by rules and not by faith or spirit. We're driven to accomplish or maybe accumulate material excess, ego dependent, or maybe the exact opposite of that, loss of self-esteem, or we don't seem to ever measure up. Our defiant self gets in the way, both in the positive and the negative. And it can be our shadow. Rembrandt captures that in what Nouwen says of the older son. Look at his very erect, better than thou posture. His arms folded, lack of openness, stern, resentful face. Defiance, that strong shadow. Part of us. The third member of this family, the young son, who I call the dreamer portion of us. The portrait does not allow us to see fully the prodigal son, but we can see parts of him. If you look there, you will see a disheveled young man. One shoe on, one shoe off. Tattered clothes. Notice he has short hair, a clean-shaven face. Everybody else, all the other males in the picture, long hair with beards. A posture of seeking mercy. Hanging on to his father for dear life. A downcast face. Complete look of humility. The dreamer side of us, the creative side of us, can be a very, very, and should be a very, very positive aptitude. We are created in God's image, and God was a creator. We too should be creators. The side of us, though, sometimes may cause us to need reconciliation. Because that creative side or that dreamer side left unchecked becomes like the prodigal son. We go off and we use our own creativity or our own adventuresomeness and use it to our own advantage. And we just hurt other people or don't consider other people. That adventure side. When my daughter was in elementary school, she had a good friend, Courtney Tarpley. And Courtney's father, Gary, was an interesting fellow. Wouldn't say I got to be friends with him, but because our daughters were so good friends, we ran into each other quite often. And Gary owned a company called Cable Associates there in Yorktown. And Gary got on the ground floor of laying fiber optic cable. back in the early 80s when nobody even really knew what it was. And he built a pretty nice business, and he became a very wealthy man. Well, in talking to Gary, he wasn't always like that. Gary quit high school halfway through his senior year, decided he wanted to hitchhike across the United States. So he quits high school before graduation. I don't know if he ever went back whether he got his high school diploma or not, but he quit, stuck out his thumb, went all the way to California, came all the way back, hitchhiking the whole way. That adventuresome spirit, I'm sure he had some things that his parents weren't real proud of while he was doing that. But he was also a man that could take a risk in business and go out and do something and have a vision and be forward thinking and create something. Often our creativity can be seen as outside the norm, offensive maybe even to the outsider. But it is part of us, the creative part of us that God has given us. And we can either live in that responsibly or irresponsibly. We can ignore it and never fully know that it's part of us, or we can use it in a way that God desires us to be. One part of me that I've never seen myself as being creative at all, but looking back, that I've done some, maybe minor, but in myself, some creative things. And I think that though it's not a strong part of me, I've tried to recognize that, particularly in my older life, and allow God to use that. So here we have Jesus, the master storyteller, and he tells a story that I grew up understanding that we as good Christians are to go out and look for the people that are lost and bring them in. And perhaps that is so. I don't want to say that we shouldn't do that by any means. But even so, this morning, I want to suggest that which is lost is likely within ourselves. So let us begin cleaning out our houses to see what is lost. Are we fully God's intended person, his intended design? Are we fully that which can bring about the kingdom of God here on earth? Are we facing, trying to figure out our dark shadows, our defiant, stubborn self? Are we creative, dreaming beings? Or are we squandering our gifts? May his kingdom come here on earth, and may we be the vessels who make that happen.